Welcome to the Battle Drill Devotional Podcast with Captain Rob Westwood Payne.
Today is Tuesday, the 2nd of January. This week on the Battle Drill Daily Devotional Podcast, we focus on the new year and the opportunity it brings to make changes in our lives. How can we ensure they are lasting changes? Each weekday, we share hope and encouragement as we read and study the Bible together. Our Bible reading today is Romans chapter 8 and verses 26 to 30. And the Holy Spirit helps us in our weakness. For example, we don't know what God wants us to pray for, but the Holy Spirit prays for us with groanings that cannot be expressed in words. And the Father, who knows all hearts, knows what the Spirit is saying, for the Spirit pleads for us believers in harmony with God's own will. And we know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to his purpose for them. For God knew his people in advance, and he chose them to become like his son, so that his son would be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters. And having chosen them, he called them to come to him. And having called them, he gave them right standing with himself. And having given them right standing, he gave them his glory. Amen. As we enter the new year, and we reflect on the mistakes and failures that we've made in the past, it's natural to feel a sense of regret. However, as believers, we can find comfort and hope in the truth of our passage today. These verses remind us that God is at work in all things, even our mistakes, to bring about good. In verse 28, the Apostle Paul writes, "And we know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to his purpose for them." This verse assures us that God can take even our biggest blunders and turn them around for our benefit. It doesn't mean that our mistakes are automatically erased or that we won't face consequences, but it does mean that God can redeem our failures and use them to shape us into the people he wants us to be. When we look back on the past year, we may see moments when we veered off course, made poor decisions, or fell short of God's standards. Yet we can take comfort in knowing that God's grace is greater than our shortcomings. He is not limited by our mistakes, but can use them as stepping stones towards growth and transformation. God uses mistakes for good. God's ability to use our mistakes for good isn't dependent on our own efforts or abilities. In fact, verse 26 reminds us that the Holy Spirit intercedes for us and helps us in our weakness. When we don't know what to pray for or how to express our deepest needs, the Spirit comes alongside us and advocates on our behalf. Knowing that God is actively working in and through our mistakes, that God uses our mistakes for good, we can approach this new year with renewed hope and purpose. Rather than dwelling on past failures, we can make a promise to God that we want to live for his purposes, even though we don't always get it right. We can trust that he will guide us, teach us, and use every experience to shape us into the image of Christ. Remember, God uses mistakes for good. If you wish to go deeper with these thoughts today, then this reflection question may help you. Knowing that God uses mistakes for good, How can I surrender my mistakes and failures to God and allow Him to use them for good in my life? I hope to see you tomorrow for another Battle Drill Daily Devotional as we focus on tuning in to the rhythm of life.
If you would like to subscribe to Captain Rob's Battle Drill Devotional, wherever you choose to listen to podcasts, or if you'd like to receive them direct to your inbox, head to www.equippinghispeople.com/devotional and follow the instructions.